Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday in the octave of Easter, April 8th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where he writes, "That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing all about the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. The road from Jerusalem to Emmaus was not a long road, only 7 miles, but that day it must have felt much longer. Two disciples walked it, slowly, their shoulders heavy with grief. Only days before they had believed their world was about to change. They had watched Jesus heal the sick, forgive sinners, calm storms, and speak with an authority that stirred their hearts. They thought redemption was near. They thought the kingdom of God was unfolding before their eyes. But now, Jesus was dead. The cross had shattered their hope. The empty tomb that morning had only confused them. Rumors were spreading. Women claiming angels had spoken to them, disciples saying the tomb was empty. But none of it made any sense. Their hearts were tangled in sorrow and uncertainty. So they did what people often do when they are overwhelmed by grief. They left the place of pain. They walked away from Jerusalem. They walked. They talked endlessly about what had happened. They debated, questioned, and tried to make sense of the mystery. And in the midst of their conversation, something extraordinary occurred. Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but they did not recognize him. The risen Lord was beside them on the road, but their eyes were prevented from seeing him. They were speaking about him, grieving him, trying to understand him, and yet they did not know that he was right there with them. How often that happens in our own lives. We walk through disappointment, confusion, or loss, speaking about God, questioning God, longing for God, while he is quietly walking right beside us. We feel alone on the road, but we are not. The Lord draws near even when we cannot recognize him. Imagine that scene. The two disciples walking with downcast faces, dust rising from the road beneath their feet, the evening sun lowering over the hills, and beside them a stranger who asks a simple question. What are you discussing as you walk along? They stop. One of them looks at him with astonishment. Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? It is a remarkable moment. They begin explaining Jesus to Jesus. They recount the story of the prophet, mighty in deed and word, the betrayal, the crucifixion, the shattered hopes. They confess their disappointment. We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. We were hoping. Those words reveal the ache in their hearts. Their hope seems buried with Christ in the tomb. Yet, as they speak, they do not realize that hope itself is walking beside them. Sometimes our faith feels like that. We remember the promises of God, but life seems to contradict them. We expected healing, but sickness came. We expected clarity, but confusion remained. We expected victory, but we encountered the cross. And so we say quietly within ourselves, I was hoping, but the Emmaus story reminds us of something profound. The risen Christ often comes to us not in dramatic revelations, but in quiet companionship. He walks beside us in the ordinary moments, on the road of grief, on the road of confusion, on the road of disappointment. He listens to our questions. He hears our struggles. He patiently leads us from despair back to faith. And slowly, very slowly, he begins to open our eyes. The Emmaus journey is really the story of every Christian life. We walk through the world trying to understand what God is doing. We wrestle with doubt and sorrow. Yet all the while the Lord is walking with us, guiding us toward a deeper recognition of his presence. Sometimes we only recognize him later, looking back on the road where we have traveled. We realize he was there in the friend who listened. He was there in the scriptures that spoke to our hearts. He was there in the Eucharist breaking open before us. He was there all along. The risen Christ still walks with his disciples today. He walks beside the person carrying hidden grief. He walks beside the one struggling with faith. He walks beside the one searching for meaning. And even when our eyes are clouded by sorrow, his presence never leaves us. The road to Emmaus teaches us a quiet truth of the resurrection. Christ is most present to us when we feel most lost. For it is then that he draws near, gently guiding us from confusion into faith, from sorrow into hope, from blindness into recognition. And one day, like the disciples at Emmaus, our eyes will finally open. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you walk beside us even when we cannot see you, when our hearts are burdened and our hope grows dim. Draw near to us on the road of life. Open our eyes to recognize your presence in the scripture, in the breaking of the bread, and in the quiet moments of our journey. When we feel lost or alone, remind us that you are always near, guiding us gently towards the light of your resurrection. Stay with us, Lord, for evening draws near, and lead us step by step until our hearts burn with faith again. Amen. If you received a blessing from this reflection and prayer today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the gospel we share at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.